Okay, so like I said, it starts with baseball. How many of you guys like baseball? Yeah? Only two of you like baseball? You guys? Three, okay. You guys don't like baseball? Not in the least. Oh, that was a sneer. You don't like baseball. Okay, who's your favorite team over here?
Brewers.
Brewers? Cubs. Cubs? Ah. Even so, Brewers and Cubs, a house divided, particularly in this part of town. Personally, I like the Indians myself, so there we are. Has anybody ever heard of a baseball player? He doesn't play anymore, and actually, I don't think he actually died a while ago, so he's an older-timey baseball player. A baseball player named Yogi Berra. You've heard of Yogi Berra? Okay. Anybody know who he played for? No, he didn't play for the Angels. He plays for the Angels now. He's in heaven now. Yeah. Ba-dum-bum. Yes, he played most of his career. He played for the Yankees. He played 19 seasons in the major leagues. The last season, he played for the Mets, I think. And then he was a manager and a coach for a while after that. But anybody know what position he played? Yeah, I was hearing that. I thought, yes, he was a catcher. And actually, he was on more winning World Series teams, at least when the Wikipedia article was written. He was on more winning World Series teams than any other major baseball leaguer in history. He was on 10 winning teams. So, but he was not only known for being a good catcher, he was known for having trouble with words. And sometimes when he said things, it didn't come out all that clearly. You might have heard of some of these. My personal favorite is when he told his team to pair up in threes. Can you do that? What's funny about that? Why can't you do that, Declan? What? You don't know what that is? Exactly. It's nothing, because a pair is two. So how can you pair up in threes? It's actually a lesson in the Trinity, but we'll get there another time. He said, pair up in threes. He later said he was looking at two of his sons and somebody else, and he was thinking of them all at the same time, and so he just said, pair up in threes. He also said, if you come to a fork in the road, take it. Now, why is that funny? Yeah, how would you do that, right? Johnny Carson did a lot with that, but the Slauson cut off your Slauson. But yeah, he said, because when you come to a fork in the road, that's where the road divides. But if you're giving somebody directions, you usually tell them which one to take, right? He just said, take the fork. That doesn't really help. So the other thing that he said that I wanted to mention this morning is he said, be careful if you don't know where you're going, because you might not get there. And that's a good lesson for us when we think about our faith. Who tells us how to get where we're going? Yeah? What? God, okay. Does God tell us directly? How does God tell us? Through prayer, okay. Did anybody come to tell us how to get there? Nobody came to tell us how to get to God? Big J? Jesus? Yeah, Jesus came to tell us how to get to God. Jesus came so that we would know the way, so that we'd get there. So what's the way to get to God, according to Jesus? To believe in him? Okay. What's one way we can show we believe in him? Think about your neighbor. What are you supposed to do in terms of your neighbor? Oh, I want to know what neighbor you're thinking of, William. Yeah, that was a very quizzical look. My neighbor? Yeah. What are you supposed to do to your neighbor just like you do to yourself? It's a four-letter word. It starts with an L. Love, yes. You're supposed to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's one big way in terms of what Jesus' teachings to get where we're going. Because if we don't know where we're going, we might not get there. So Jesus says you can get there by loving your neighbor. Other than that, you can pair up in threes. Okay, so let's circle around, pair up in threes, and say a prayer. And then you can go to Sunday school and take the fork in the road. Now, I guess Uzzah isn't here, so I'm going to have to say the prayer myself. Anybody else want to say the prayer without Uzzah being here? No. Okay. Oh, I sense family pressure. Do you have a desire to say the prayer? I sense a physical retreat here, Dad. Okay. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for sending us Jesus to show us the way so that we know the way, the truth, and the life to get to you. Please bless us this day as we go to Sunday school and help us remember, no matter who our neighbor is, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, thank you guys.